In order to plant on the land, we have to get rid of the shrubs and the trees, and you say, we, the land, we.
We clear the land.
Right. A second cutting of clover or grass, would there be a word for that you'd use for that?
But we never have, I never have done with just cut it one time, I never planted alfalfa and stuff like that, you know. You'd have planted clover or something like that and just cut it one time.
Just one time. Wheat, when you're gathering wheat, you gather it first into a.
Well, they got a combine in there now.
I'm talking about the package that it's put in, sort of, it's gathered into a sheet.
We don't ever, don't like it around here.
You don't?
Well, a combine, cut it and size it and put it in a sack.
Oh, I see, so it's.
We never pull nothing like that, you know.
Okay, you don't gather it into a.
Been a long years ago since we ever had a reaping, buying anything to make a bundle of it, you know.
Oh, I see, would it have been a bundle they would?
Yeah, that's what we call it, bundle.
Okay. Oh, let's see, did you ever hear them refer to a shock of wheat or a shock of corn?
Well, yeah, I've heard of people shocking corn, but.
What would that be?
Well, it'd just be corn stalks, cut the corn down and stack it up together with the ears on it, you know. And you would tie a string around it to hold it up that tight.
Would it be several bundles?
Oh, yeah, you'd have them one, it was a little bit all over your field, you know, if you cut a big field.
I see, but they wouldn't be in individual bundles in the shock?
No,
just
put the corn out in there, but armfuls, you know, people used to cut it and just stack it down.
I see.
One like that.
All right, if you had, if you're talking about, if you have one bushel of wheat, and then you get, say, three more, then you have four.
Four bushel.
Okay. Do they grow any oats around here? Do they grow any oats around here?
They grow a few oats around here, but they usually combine them, you know.
I see, when do they combine?
Well, they combine them in the spring, whenever they get ready, it's along about May.
Would you say that, when people around here are talking, when you're talking, would you be more likely to say oats is threshed or oats are threshed?
Well, we used to have, we never would say either one, we'd say, well, we've got our oats combined.
Well, I guess what I'm really driving at, do you think of that as being singular or plural? Would you say oats is threshed or oats are threshed?
I'd say that oats are threshed.
When you're referring to you and me, you might say both of us. Do you ever hear anyone say all two of us? Anything? Okay. If you're talking about, say, someone says, who's coming over? You'd say, instead of saying my son and I are coming over, you'd say he and I, or would you say him and me, or?
I'd usually say me and Mama will be over there.
Okay. I am taller than he is, so he isn't as tall as
I am.
Right. He is taller than I am, so I'm not as tall
as he is.
Okay. I'm not very good at this. He can do it better than
me. Okay.
Talking about how far somebody could walk, you could say 2 miles is, so he could go.
As long, yeah, 2 miles.
Talking about how far someone could walk, you'd say 2 miles is, he could go.
As far as he could go. Oh, 2 miles as far as he could go, right.